Just got to get the picture of what's happening. And it says, David inquired of the Lord. And he said, should I go into battle? 1 Samuel 8:18. Shall I pursue this troop? Shall I overtake them? And God gives him a quick answer and says, pursue. For you shall surely overtake them, and without fail, you must recover all. If you read the story, David did just that. He pursued. He bound the strong man, we could say. He plundered his house, we could say. And he recovered all that had been stolen. It says in verse 18, just read it. So David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away. Nothing of theirs was lacking, either small or great, sons or daughters, spoil or anything which they had taken from them. David recovered all. And I bring this out right now just to make a point that I can guarantee you that Jesus had this story in mind when he was talking to his disciples, when he was saying to them, bust in to the enemy's house. First bind the strong man, then plunder his house and recover all. I can guarantee you, we'll have to ask him when we get to heaven, but I believe Jesus had this etched in his mind, this imagery, this picture of David recovering all that the enemy has stolen. So folks, Jesus is really calling his people. He really, really, really is calling his people to rise up in faith, to have an aggressive faith, to have a faith of action. Not letting the enemy push us around anymore. Every day that you and I have a passive approach to life, we become a prime candidate to be taken advantage of from the enemy. Jesus said, first bind the strong man, then plunder his house. I take this word to be a word for me, but it's not only a word for me, it's a word for you. It's a word for the church. It's a word for the body of Christ in the earth. It's a word for this day. It's a word for this moment. As God's people are beginning to engage culture again, this is a word from the Lord. Bind the enemy and then plunder his house. It is a mandate. It is a commission. It is a command. When you start looking at it like that, it's going to do something to you. This isn't a just good idea or a suggestion that Jesus is giving me in prayer. No, no. This is one of the mandates. Just like he mandated them to go into the world and cast out devils. That's exactly what Jesus was saying. He mandates us to go bind up the strong man, take back what the enemy has stolen. It's a priority to God, and it should be a priority to you. I don't know about you, but I hear it. I hear it as a mandate. I hear it as something that God is serious about. And we're going to look at this in a moment. But first, let me talk about this word bind for a moment. He says, first bind the strong man. And this is a word in the Greek that means neutralize or restrain. Or actually, it could mean tie up. The word bind means to tie up with chains or with ropes. It also means to forbid. Important words, because we use that word bind all the time. The word bind means to tie up, forbid, or to restrain. And it's important that we bring it out, because when you look at the whole ministry of Jesus, wherever Jesus went, this is what you see him doing. Restraining, binding, forbidding the strong man. Wherever Jesus went, he was exercising his authority, binding up, tying up, neutralizing Satan's works over the people. That's why when Jesus gave it to us in Matthew 12, it was in the context of him doing that, him bringing redemption and relief and rescue and return and compensation and payback. It's in the same context. And so every time you see Jesus out in public, this is what he's doing. He is binding up, tying up the strong man, and he's taking back what had been stolen. And so Acts chapter 10, 38 says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. Here it is. He went about doing good. He went about healing. He went about delivering all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. What was he doing? He was doing what he said. He was binding up the strong man. He was taking back what the enemy had stolen, and he was bringing it and returning it back to the victim. That's what he was doing. He was balancing the scales of justice. Do you see that? He was taking something that was not right, an action that was an injustice. He was taking it back and returning it to its rightful owner. It was balancing the scales of justice, restoring, recompensating, bringing it back into the hands of its rightful owner. That's the justice of God. So we got to get this. We've got to really get this, that Jesus has already defeated Satan. That's of important theological truth that you have to have before we could engage in this. In Colossians 3, it says, he stripped the devil of his authority. He did it through his death, burial, and resurrection. You can look at the verse right there. He disarmed the rulers. He took their authority away. He disgraced them in public. He stripped them. He made an open show of them. He triumphed over them. He had the victory over them. He did it through the cross. So we've got to use this verse as our pinning verse of scripture to recover everything that has been stolen. In other words, the battle has already been won. What we need to do is we need to enforce the victory of Calvary. We've got to enforce something that has already been done. And we need to do this wherever we go. Through the cross, there was an initial defeat of the enemy. And it is through now, through our faith and our authority in Christ, that we can enforce that defeat. There was an initial work, Colossians chapter 3. Now the progressive work is he sends us out to do it. We do it based upon what he has already done. We basically reinforce Christ's victory. It's important to understand this. The only reason why I can bind the strong man is because I have an understanding of Colossians chapter 3 that it's already been done. I want you to look at this verse that we often quote, but I want to read it to you in a different translation that maybe you've never read before. But this is a great way to see the full meaning. In Matthew 16, it's about binding and loosing. Jesus said, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth is already bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is already loosed in heaven. Wow, do you see this right here? I want you to first notice the word he talks about, I give you the keys. I think we understand what that means. The keys. The keys are used for what? Well, in this case, keys are used to open up a door. Keys are used to open up a door. What could this be used in? A context of opening the door of the strong man's house. It could be used that way because he's talking about binding something. So he's telling us, he's given us the keys to the kingdom. Keys also represent authority. If he gave it to us, then he gives us his delegated authority. We move under, don't forget, it's under authority. He gives us the keys as God's children who are under authority. We now have the spiritual authority to bind and loose. But what you have to see in this verse, it's in the present, the perfect tense, not the present tense, it's in the perfect tense. What that means is it's referring to an action that happened. But the effect of the action continues into the present moment. It's something that has already taken place. And so when you read it the way Jesus gives it to us, the only reason why we could bind something is because it's already been bound. It's already been bound. The reason why we could loose something is because it's already been loosed in heaven. It's already been bound, the things that need to be bound. It's already been loosed. And now we have to reinforce it, bring it into the present moment. See, folks, I only bring this out. I know it's kind of teaching mode, but this is how we recover all that has been stolen. When Jesus tells us to bind up the strong man, we got to know the enemy's already been defeated. It's past tense. It's already happened. The victory has already been wrought. It's already been won. He only tells us now, bind up the enemy. Bind him up. Bind up something that has already been done. Take your authority and make it present. Make it in the, bring it into the now, right now, into this moment. That's basically what he's saying. So I have a mandate, and you have a mandate to recover all, small and great. Nothing the enemy has stolen from us belongs to him. To recover all means we got to snatch it. We got to go somewhere and get it. We've got to get it back. There was a song, oh man, when I first got saved, talking about, I'm going to enter into the enemy's camp. I'm going to take back what the devil stole. I'm going to take back what the devil stole. Gonna take back what the devil. I was singing this all night to myself. I'm gonna enter into the enemy. I'm sure that's the wrong way to do it, but I'm gonna go into the enemy's camp. We're gonna take back what the devil stole. I know Maya and Alan aren't here right now, but if they were, they'd be cheering me on. Tony, there he is. You know that song. Yeah, yeah. I got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. All right, let's move on. And so look it. To recover all means.